One of the things I want to take a moment to do is actually something that's happening that is with WSW and you. That's Food for Families. There's an event that's annual for WSW trying to help those in need through your participation. When you make your non-perishable food donations to our businesses that serve as donation locations, and we know that in some instances, because some people are finding it difficult to get out and about, shall we say, that some of those donations might be a little down, we encourage you, if you can, to make those donations. We'll find ways to take them. I'm sure businesses will find ways to take them, too, so the Salvation Army can help those in need. The need doesn't stop just because we're in a pandemic situation, unfortunately.
Yeah, and one that's quite successful. They have a full box at Saginaw County Community Mental Health, which is one of our locations.
Wonderful.
So we'll be picking that up and giving them another box. So that's in transition right now. So we thank everybody that's contributed, one of our co-sponsors, along with Michigan Sugar.
Indeed, helping us make sure that food for families can still be presented. I'll give you the other locations, too, aside from Saginaw County Community Mental Health Authority. That's 500 Hancock in Saginaw. And our other sponsor, Michigan Sugar, the 122 Uptown Drive location in Bay City, as well as the processing plants in Bay City and Sebring, Caro, and Croswell. You can also visit Kapoko Credit Union locations, the three, on Cabaret Trail in Saginaw, on Straits Drive at US 10 in Mackinac across from the McDonald's in Bay City, and on Wilder Road in Bay City. A Big Nursery on M84 West Side Saginaw Road in Bay City, Wolf Isles Ace Hardware, State Street in Saginaw, the Maytag Stores, the locations on Tittabawassee Road in Saginaw, the Kroger Plaza in Frankenmuth, and the Maytag Outlet Store on Gratiot, the Vassar Building Center at the top of the hill on M15 in Vassar, Stone Specialists on East Hines in Midland, Reimold Printing, that's the location that's off Cardinal Park Drive behind Anderson Eye Associates on Tittabawassee Road in Saginaw, Dan the Mattress Man in Midland, all serving as locations for Food for Families donations. When you make a donation, we'll give you a copy of the all-new programming guide for WSW for this year, highlighting our local and syndicated programs that you hear and enjoy. Well, we hope you enjoy, anyway. Food for Families, we thank you again for participating and ask you to do so as you can. Events and activities. Well, this is the last weekend for the Factory of the Dead, which had its peak, of course, during the Halloween season, but it extends through this weekend, tonight and tomorrow, the final chances to enjoy some spooky fun with proper protocols, by the way, being met. So it's healthy spooky fun. Find out more. Visit factoryofthedead.com. That's factoryofthedead.com, Factory of the Dead in downtown Saginaw. The Frankenmuth River Place Shops, along with the Saginaw Underground Railroad, is having its first Dear Widows Weekend fundraiser. It's going on today through Sunday. And you can register online and pick up a swag bag stuffed with special deals and unique items for a shopping adventure once you arrive at the River Place Shops. And all the proceeds going to the Underground Railroad, which does provide shelter and resources for women and children in need all the time, and especially during the holiday season. So if you can participate, please do so. Again, with the Frankenmuth River Place Shops and the Underground Railroad in Saginaw. The Woman of Colors, this is the one that just came in, going to be hosting its 7th annual Warm a Child for Winter event tomorrow, 9 a.m. until noon. It's going to be at the SVRC location on Tuscola Street in Saginaw. New and gently used coats and winter accessories will be given away. Also, Church of the Christ South 17th will give away bags of household items to help children in the community. Now, this is going to be a drive-through event, and children will have to be inside the vehicle to receive coats, again, for safety protocols. But if you have a need, this is the Woman of Colors 7th Annual Warm a Child for Winter, tomorrow 9 till noon at SVRC 1000 Tuscola Street in Saginaw. There is going to be another opportunity, if you so choose, to do a little food donation with a Stuff the Bus event with the Growing Years, the Early Childhood Center at 2190 Wineke in Saginaw. And this is tomorrow only from noon until 4. You just drive through and drop off and help Stuff the Bus with food donations that will go specifically for the Caring Closet. And every second and fourth Saturday of every month, you have a chance to participate with the God's Helping Hands of Hemlock and Merrill, the outreach of the Zion Lutheran Church of Hemlock. And tomorrow will be the second Sunday of the month. And what happens is the church collects and distributes clothing, blankets, towels, household items to those in need, provides an ongoing food pantry. Items are free to everyone who stops by and is in need. Everyone's welcome. There are no requirements. God's helping hands, and the distribution happens on the Zion Lutheran Church location of Hemlock. That's 17927 Dice Road, corner of Iva and Dice Roads in Hemlock. And tomorrow that'll be going on between 9 and 11 a.m. And if you can make donations, by the way, to help out, to make sure that the God's helping hands can continue, you can make donations as well. Right now, donations of fall and winter clothing are being taking place, as a matter of fact. So as you can help out, and those will be helped out, too, because of your generosity. Some of the things that are going on and some of the things you can participate in, we thank you for doing that.